Jason let him join like his guild. It's some, I don't know what game it is. It's a very
maybe
like
see a Discord.
Of Discord?
Discord's the chat.
Yeah. So he gave him an account or gave him a way to get on the game so he could play. And then dipshit over here just starts talking shit to people on the game because he thought it wasn't gonna get back to his uncle. And then what happened after that?
I got kicked off the game.
That's right. So when you ask, hey, do you talk shit when you're online? Yes, he does talk shit when he's online.
Not on Fortnite.
But not on Fortnite, because that's the important game.
Because Epic Games, well, he will just say and ban you immediately.
Oh, I know.
My friend got a warning because about it.
So you're saying bad stuff on there?
Yeah, he... And then there was this other dude that got banned from his account on the PS4 because his girlfriend sent him an inappropriate part and then sent it to his other friend. So he got banned from his account.
You guys are sending porn to each other?
No, I wasn't no friends by the time. Though it was like...
He was friends later because he wanted porn.
Yeah, yeah, he was like, oh, that's the porn hookup guy.
No, it was like 2 years ago when it happened. So that's
you were like eight.
That's no, why I didn't want just, the porn then.
No, the friends at school and the friends on PS4. And then I came along and he told me about it.
Whatever.
Whatever. Speaking of inappropriateness. Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
Bob.
And I'm Cody. Bob. When you talk, get closer.
Say it again. Say it again.
Bob.
We're joined by Bob. Bob is our first minor.
Don't say that.
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that.
He's not like a coal miner. He's like an under 18 miner.
Yeah.
Again.
Help.
We'll just...
I'm turning 12 next month.
That's still under 18. He's not good at math, guys.
Nope.
Anyhow, welcome to the show, everybody.
Yep.
And Bob. Bobo, or Roberto, whichever you want to call him. So first off, I want to bring up a little bit of what we watched last week.
What did we watch last week? Oh,
so God. Last week...
We have to remember
Mike,
this?
Yeah, Mike decided he wanted to watch Tommy Lee Jones classic...
Young Tommy Lee Jones is the best Tommy Lee Jones, guys. Not in this case, but usually I'm right on the money.
And so we watched Black Moon Rising. Mm-hmm. Black Moon Rising is a 1986 science fiction action thriller film.
I like how you call it science fiction.
It's literally what it says here.
That car was
directed
so
by
futuristic.
Harley
it doesn't matter.
Cockless.
The car meant nothing to the storyline.
I didn't realize that was the director's name.
I'm sorry, one more time. What was
Harley that? Cockless.
Cockless. Fair enough.
It's true. Like I was like, and then it was written by John Carpenter. What's the matter, Bob? Apparently, he doesn't like the name Harley.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that makes
that
him giggles. Somehow. Oh, I do like the super great synopsis it gives it. The plot revolves around the theft of a prototype vehicle called the Black Moon.
It doesn't though.
It does. It all centers around the theft of the car.
Such a MacGuffin.
No, the theft of the car is what sends it off.
Yes, no, I get what you're saying.
But
you're saying
it definitely has nothing to do with the goddamn car, though. I mean, it's terrible. So, Mike, what was your favorite thing about that movie? Not Linda Hamilton's boobs.
Hmm.
Now, here's the thing.
Linda Hamilton's
boobs. That was my back. that was my first two.
That's a given. That's a given.
Too, I get it, because we saw both of them.
Yeah. There's really not a lot of great
about
this movie at all. Mm-mm. So really, I don't really have a favorite. It was, my favorite part of this movie was just enjoying...
The Circle K commercials?
By the way, 5 minutes? Fuck you. What was
that service called?
It was Pluto TV.
Pluto TV?
Yeah, nonsense.
Yeah.
If you're just going to randomly drop in commercials to the movie, I get it, you're a free app. I understand commercials, but like... Let's not get the same one multiple times in each fucking break.
In a row, no less.
Yeah, and then towards the end...
Well, no, even in which case, you'd get the shitty audio version.
Yeah,
like
and then
twice.
You'd get a good audio version, and then you'd get another one. And then later on, we were getting the good audio version of the Circle K commercial. Then the bad audio version, and then another one, which made no sense.
Yeah, and I was telling you guys, like, the last time I've actually seen a Circle K commercial is when they had the lizards... advertising the Thirst Busters in like the mid-90s. I don't think I've seen a Circle K commercial since then. I didn't even know
they're coming back, man.
I guess they've been popping up like new locations and stuff, like with like a revamp vibe, like more of a QT vibe.
They bought a bunch of services from Microsoft.
Whatever, man. They're weird. Anyway, don't make those commercials anymore. And then, but just like the best part of the movie is just how bad it was. It's again, there's when it says science fiction, like there's one thing science fictiony about this movie, and it's the fact that there's this shitty looking little car that is supposed to separate the hydrogen out of water, and it runs off of that. And it goes, like, what they, like, 300 miles per hour or something like that?
When they hit the salt flats,
I
think it was, like, 300 miles an hour.
325 miles an hour, by the way.
Ooh, shit.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
Top out speed. But that's the only science fiction-y thing. And the car wasn't really important to the plot anyway. Like, the fact that it got stolen was just, like, a secondary thing. It had nothing to do with, like, the main story.
And yet you called the movie Black Moon Rising.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
What was the name of the car? The Black Moon was the name of the car. What was Rising? I don't know.
There
was
Tommy Lee Jones, several times.
Oh, was he? Well, yeah, I mean, he was Rising.
I mean, we last see, what, three at least, right?
Yeah. But young Tommy Lee Jones is still pretty cool, though.
Tommy Lee Jones was Rising.
Yeah, Tommy Lee's Jones.
Is that what he calls it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he calls
it. The Jones.
Yeah. Bob, what's he talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, good call.
Yeah, you do.
If I said bicycle...
you got inside jokes now. That's great.
Hey, the waitress was willing. It'd be an inside joke.
Ayo.
That did not sound very flattering.
Yeah, but that's all I got to say about the movie. The movie's pretty terrible.
Joe?
God, that movie was so awful. I wish we would have watched Shakedown so much.
Shakedown was way better. I still want Cody to watch Shakedown, but
I will not watch that movie.
We'll watch Double Dragon. And then
no, Dungeons and Dragons. We made this decision. Double Dragons, remember?
Okay. You will sandwich Shakedown in between the dragon bread.
A Double Dragons bread marathon. Yeah. All right.
Dungeons and Double Dragon.
Dungeons and Double Dragon. And Shakedown. Breakdown.
Takedown.
And that movie... I love Shakedown. It was really fun. It was like exactly what you wanted out of like an 80s action movie. Okay. It was on par with...
Yes.
It wasn't even like, oh, it's so bad, it's good. It's just a solid movie.
Yeah.
But then it fell off the rails a little bit with the final scene.
What happened when it fell off the rails?
So there's a scene where a young Sam Elliott, who still looks 90.
Old.
Because... I don't think Sam Elliott's ever looked young before. No. But this is like Roadhouse-y era Sam Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Sam Elliott at the peak of his powers.
He's blind? Oh,
okay. Yeah. What? That's the wrong guy. Come on. Get your Roadhouse shit.
Dude. Oh, that's right. No, sorry. Wrong one. My bad.
Disgust me.
You disgust me.
Racist. But there... Did you show... What are you showing?
No, this is something else.
So, did you see the very end of the movie, bad guys are getting away... Oh. On an airplane?
What was the price, Joe?
$200. Jesus.
Wow. That's too much.
Yeah.
So the bad guys are like getting away on an airplane. So he does this boss move of jumping on the landing gear, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm thinking commando-ish, you know, because that's how Schwarzenegger got out of the plane in that one scene. Well, no. Turns out he's just hanging tight on the landing gear while the plane's flying. And then they do close-ups. And all you see is the bottom, like a little chunk of the bottom of the plane, and him hanging off the landing gear.
Does landing gear never go into the plane?
Right.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
I think he broke it. That's what I'm going to say. Like, he couldn't support the weight.
Also, sure. What kind of plane, though? Are we talking about,
it was a smallish plane. Like, it was a rich, bad guy private plane.
Yeah, private plane.
So, still high enough where he would freeze.
No, it hasn't reached that
point. It's just taking off. He prevents it from getting away.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. I thought he was, like, riding on
but
the plane.
But when they cut... To him hanging off the riding gear, it's the worst green screen you've ever seen.
You can see a guy holding it?
And everything is just so off, like, proportionally and odd. And it's like a fan is like blowing his wind like the wrong way as the plane should be going.
Yeah.
And he's just shooting at bad guys. And I can't even remember.
He throws a grenade.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And that was the big.
Throws a grenade into the.
Selling this movie.
That's the worst part, though.
No, that is, and it's right there at the end.
So just stop before that part. Once it gets to an airport, just turn it off.
No, you have to watch it because that's the payoff for being a terrible scene. But that movie is just a good, solid 80s action flick. Black Moon Rising is just not good.
It's trash.
It is a really... I'm not prepared to make this statement 100% like with confidence, but I might be willing to consider it the worst Tommy Lee Jones movie. Considering...
Batman?
Batman. That is considered Batman. Easily. Yeah.
From what I've seen, and I haven't seen all of them, so I can't... If somebody comes at me with another shitty Tommy Lee Jones movie, but I do know for a fact there are way better Tommy Lee Jones movies than this. You remember, like, crazy bad guy Tommy Lee Jones in Under Siege?
Yeah. My favorite Tommy Jones.
That was?
Yeah.
But that movie's kind of corny, but it's, like, fun because he's making it fun. Tommy Lee Jones couldn't make this one fun because he was the good guy. So he couldn't... If Tommy Lee Jones was the bad guy in this movie...
Still would have been terrible.
It would have been a lot better, though.
Instead of Robert Vaughn?
Because Unhinged Tommy Lee Jones is the best Tommy Lee Jones.
Who's Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones is an old actor. He played... Did you ever... Which Batman is it? Forever?
Forever, yeah.
The Two-Face, the old Batman... With the funny Batmobile with all the lights.
Men in Black.
The one that he loves.
Men in Black. You see Men in Black, right? Fuck, how old are you, dude?
11. He just you fucking told you.
You're his uncle. You know who he is. This is on You'll see it. This is on you.
You'll see it eventually.
Yeah. No, you love movie. Batman. You never seen that movie?
Don't see that movie.
Come on, man. See that movie.
That's the third one, isn't it?
Well, it depends on
which three he's talking about.
You're talking about. Yeah. If you're talking about the Nolan trilogy, then it's a different trilogy than the...
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, yeah. He's talking about the Nolan trilogy. It's the older ones than that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing, absolutely nothing good to say about this movie at all.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Like I said before, I don't understand why they call it Black Moon Rising, because that car is a MacGuffin, and that's it. And why is it rising?
At the best, it's a MacGuffin.
I don't know at all. You call it sci-fi, even though, like, it's not quite science fiction, because...
Back then it was. No one thought you could run a car in hydrogen.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay.
And make it go 300 miles per
hour. Not just that. It's hydrogen that the engine separates from just regular tap water.
Which you wouldn't get enough hydrogen from that separation. If you're pouring water into the... Because that type of stuff does exist.
Of course it
does. But you're not going to get enough hydrogen out of that chemical reaction in order to power a car instantaneously.
And they said something about the... It does some of the oxygen too, right? Like it separates the hydrogen out for fuel. Yeah, but then it said
he... burn it again, in which case you get water back.
That's he said they did something with the oxygen, but
so little hydrogen and oxygen that you actually get out of breaking those apart.
I mean, you get more hydrogen than you get oxygen, right? Two parts versus one.
It doesn't matter though. Like you still H2O. Very little.
It's twice as much.
Very little that you're getting out.
But twice as much.
Very little that you're getting out of.
But
it.
Twice as much.
But how much water is in there?
Go
though.
Fuck, you're twice as much.
Well,
first off,
could be a lot. There's of
a child
water.
Here.
Wow,
like a couple gallons.
Yeah, Mike saw what I did that chair earlier.
Yeah,
just stops off over at your prize, gets your 5-gallon jug out, and then sticks it back in the fucking car.
You open it up, and it has like a the recycler thing from the back of Back of Future 2, the Mr. Fusion.
You gotta take the big jug and you tip it upside down. And you
do it real quick, otherwise it spills all over the place like an asshole.
Yeah, right.
Because they don't have the ones that have the puncture seal on them.
Yeah.
Because can't do that.
No, not at all.
See, the new water bottles might have a little reverse nipple. Okay.
Well, especially the ones that you actually get from a place.
Yeah, not the ones he gets, because those ones have the caps pulled off.
Yeah.
You don't have to tip them upside down now. You just slide them in normal.
Yeah, new ones have like a pump in them.
Yeah, it has a pump in it.
Millennials.
I know, right?
The wussification of America. Back in my day.
Really?
Calling him a millennial?
No, I'm just saying millennials created
that. I'm very close to being a millennial.
Yeah, but he actually is one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you are millennial.
Yeah. Like he legit
What's
is
the
one.
Legit. I
85 and up.
85 and up.
85 to 2000, it. Or not 85 to 98. Right? They think they said.
Don't What's know, the
don't
next
look
batch
at me
called?
Because the first time I heard about millennial, it was 83 to whatever, which included me.
Yeah, but now they've changed it to 85.
Of course they change it.
Because it's all just made up anyways.
It's because the goddamn baby boomers ruined this shit for us, and now we have to deal with everything.
That's pretty true.
Once you start naming people, it's with starting on anything else.
So you're Gen X then?
Yeah, I'm Gen X. Yeah,
I'm a Gen X too. Don't ask.
I thought maybe.
He was like, well, what was in the 50s?
So Taj caught the tail end of the baby boomers then, right? Here's Taj.
He's still technically Gen X.
You burnt yourself.
Is he Gen X?
Yeah.
Not Gen Y?
No, he's Gen X.
Nice.
I mean, Y would be after.
We got it, but it was...
No, wasn't Gen Y the Generation Yuppie or whatever it was just after Gen... Just
that's
after
what they like, the baby boomers. Well, technically, they did that because...
I think
because,
they should
like,
have done all the generations based off the alphabet. Then it would have been more clear.
Well, yeah, because in you know. Area.
Like, Jesus like, was Gen A, obviously. When Jesus came back, he was Gen B. And then the rest from there. And okay, the that's how it works, right?
Sure, that's how it works.
We'll do the math. We'll find out what letter of the alphabet we are. If it math. Goes, if it goes over, you're just like.
Well, then you go A. Then we do. Yeah. B B C C. I never learned my A's, B B C C's. God damn it!
Nice.
We practice that all the time. We call each other. Okay, ready?
Like on the phone.
Ready?
Oof, no. I mean, yes, but it's like FaceTime, like phone.
Yeah. Right.
Oof.
On your landline.
Speaking of that, the other day I'm getting ready to get phones for my parents. So I was looking at my bill and it says like used minutes, and I was like, well, let's see how many I had. 13 in a month. 13 minutes used on the phone.
That you've used on the phone?
Yeah, in a month. I was like,
that sounds about right for me. Yeah.
I don't talk a whole lot on the phone apparently, at all.
No, same here.
Okay, fair enough.
Mine's usually around like 30 or 40.
Yeah, because of Jen.
Yeah, right.
And your boss.
Yeah,
the boss keeps calling me.
Yeah.
Keep asking, who is this? He gets so mad at me.
He deserves it, though.
If you look at our text history, it's literally every, like,
you should post that on Twitter. Just do a whole conversation yourself. Like, you know, people do those chain
ones? I had to delete it. I deleted the conversation one time so I could show my phone. Like, I never got a text from you.
Even better.
Well, next, better. Start making screen caps of them, save them, and then delete them so you can have them at least post on Twitter. So you can be like... And then name the like do his nickname and put it like who dis so like you don't know
who dis
yeah and then you just do a whole like Twitter chain of like look at me
I'm kind of on I got a thing going on Twitter right
pussy
now.
Cracker tweet we know
hey
what
don't worry about it Joe
should
so
I worry about this
I'll explain this and
you don't
just
have to
briefly.
Explain it
so basically 2 weeks ago
okay
right Mike 2 weeks
sure.
2 weeks ago, he makes a post about, hey, guys, remember in Armageddon where Ben Affleck put that animal cracker in Liv Tyler's panties?
Yes.
Then he's like, what'd you say?
I think I said, like, yo, do you think anybody ate that pussy cracker?
Yeah. And then he hashtag yeah. pussy cracker tweet, and he keeps bringing it back up, like, why hasn't this gotten traction? And then he's like, if I put Liv Tyler's name in there and everything, and no one's finding this tweet, and I'm thinking... No one's looked for her.
No.
For years.
Yeah. What was the last thing she did?
I don't know.
I mean,
probably Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, like yeah. I think so. She was in Hulk. No, she was in the Hulk.
Was she in Lord of the Rings?
And I purposely
yeah, she was what's his face's daughter.
I'm doing this completely wrong.
I think you're confusing
as Armageddon.
Evangeline.
No, that is the Hobbit. The Hobbit is Evangeline Lilly. Lord of the Rings is Liv Tyler. She's the one that calls the horse waters.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Which doesn't exist in the book, by the way.
No, dude. It doesn't at all.
Not at all.
Anyway, it's not important. It's a silly thing I'm doing. But I'm going to try to keep it up for like a year. And then someday...
I gave him a new, better hashtag to use and talk about because there's this...
It's part of the conversation. I'm not deleting that
It
one,
is part of the conversation.
I went back and I purposely deleted all my retweets and other tweets that had nothing to do with this from when I started this.
So
and I'm not making
just...
a thread, which is the wrong way to do it. If you want to make a thread, you keep replying to your original one. So I'm doing it in a way that will virtually guarantee nobody ever sees it in its entirety.
Okay.
But I'm going to make it
That's his last
so name. Long, and it's going to last about a year. It's like a new mission on Twitter, that someday somebody's going to be like, what the fuck is a pussy cracker tweet? And they're going to go back and read the tweets out of order all the way down until they see the first one, and they're going to think it was a huge waste of time, and they're right. But... But that's my new goal.
What was the hashtag I gave you?
Pussy kicker tweet. It's because a lady wrestler kicked another lady wrestler in the
slide kick into the vagina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
Bob's learning a lot right now, I guess.
Right.
It's fun. He's
yep.
There's a whole lot of things that lady wrestlers do to each other that seems super inappropriate.
Yeah,
I'd imagine.
What's that move that Carmella likes to do?
The cone of silence. Her. her finisher?
No, the one where she has him in the corner. She did it to Mandy Rose. The Bronco Buster? The Bronco Buster, she runs full force with her opponent slumped in the corner of the ring.
Like this.
Yeah.
Yep, like this. Yeah. Jumps in midair, does the splits, and slams her vaginal area into their face.
Made famous by a wrestler called X-Pac.
Which is not a lady.
He used to do a thing back in the day like that.
Huh.
Yeah, it just, like, I don't know. It's weird. It seems weirdly, like, seems more inappropriate when ladies do it to each other.
Yeah.
Than when a guy does it to a guy. It's like, oh, that's wrestling, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, Asuka will do the butt slam thing.
Yeah.
But, like, this was, like, every time there's a clip of her, like, on YouTube, that's what she's doing to somebody. I'm like, I think WWE is selling the wrong thing. Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, we're not talking Joey Ryan weird, but...
I haven't even shown him Joey Ryan stuff yet.
If you remember Babo, ask him to show you Joey Ryan. It's good times. Joey Ryan
wrestled Orange Cassidy. There's a match out there with that. There's a lot of weird stuff happened in that one. Orange Cassidy is one of my new favorite wrestlers. I found him on the Double or Nothing pre-show. He was in the Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm. The buy-in?
Yeah. His whole gimmick is he's like super chilled out and like too cool to like give effort. So like it's really funny how they do it, because he always wears jeans and sunglasses, and he just most of the match he just keeps his hands in his pocket.
Yeah.
So he does all of his things real slow, and they don't really hurt. Like, they're not real moves at all. But even when they're...
There's a picture of Orange Cassidy wearing an Orange Cassidy t-shirt.
Wearing an
Orange Cassidy t-shirt. Yeah. Wow. So you can see t-shirt like his... Inception.
Wow.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
The acid wash jacket, jean jacket too, is pretty good.
He's not even Canadian.
Yeah, it's pretty great. But like when they're announcing him, it's like in the corner to my left, hailing from
Can I find that somewhere?
Yeah, you can find it. Oh, you might have God. It might be on a paid service, but you can definitely find it.
Oh my God.
Is like hailing from wherever. And his weight being not mattering at all. And like how they introduce him. Uh-huh. And then when they say his name, he gets a big pop, and he acts like he's gonna go up on the top rope and like pose. He'll just kind of put a leg on the bottom rope and give a low thumbs up that people can't really see, and he'll just walk away. It's pretty great.
Nice.
Dude's a genius.
Genius.
Too cool.
Genius, Mike says. Pure utter genius. So, by the way, what we're saying is Black Moon Rising is terrible.
It's terrible.
It's real bad.
If you get a chance to watch it, don't.
Especially not on Pluto TV.
Don't
watch anything on Pluto TV.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, you should probably go back and watch every Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Except for Black
Moon Rising. So, if you're doing that, you have to watch.
Go ahead and skip Black Moon Rising.
So, I don't watch Black Moon Rising?
No.
You'll be so fucking bored, dude.
Yeah.
We were bored. We were having more fun complaining about the Circle
about the movie.
Circle K commercials than were the actual movie.
It was a very Mystery Science Theater viewing of it.
It was.
Like,
I liked it.
That's something we should do.
We should get a camera. Get your brother has the GoPro. We'll just mount it up behind the couch.
Yeah.
So it's just the back of our heads.
We could totally do that.
Actually, we can't show the video, can we?
No, you could. As long as it's some sort of satirical work of it.
Can we? Oh, I guess they do.
Cole Cabana does.
Well, a lot of the Mystery Science 2000, those are public domain movies.
Yes.
That's why they have to do the paid ones when it's ones that aren't. The ones that are in theaters, we get to pay to watch it. Because they have to get licensing to pay for it.
There's a way around it.
I don't know. Maybe if there's no volume?
We do. It's a review, and you just cut it. Like, you know, we just cut out most of the movie because...
We'll figure that out.
It'd be really fun if we just record it and just upload just the straight...
I mean, what's worse going to happen? They're just going to send a DMA or D.
Or maybe if we don't show footage and we don't play audio, but we tell them the start and stop points, and then like people could just watch the movie with us.
I have to look up what that is.
Yeah, that's right. He does that, huh?
I have to look up what the laws around that is.
DMCA. That's what it is. DMCA. The Devil May Cry agreement.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what it is. The Devil May Cry agreement. Hopefully Dante will be there.
Are you eating more candy?
No. Jesus. Yes.
Are you eating jelly beans now?
Maybe.
The best part about that movie is when that one dude gets shot and you can like in the head, but you can obviously see it was like a paintball gun or something like that.
Yeah,
it was so hilarious.
There was like Tommy Lee Jones legit got his ass whooped. That was like a decent looking ass whooping at least.
He did.
That was like the only. Like, that's how far I got to go to find a compliment for this.
It was
like
right?
when he got beat up by a couple dudes, like, it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, a lot of movies get that wrong.
Yeah.
So there's that.
For being the one of the best, because he was a cat burglar in that movie, for being one of the best cat burglars there was, he sure got caught a lot.
Yeah, instantly.
Like, so, Bubba Smith was in it.
Yes.
As Hightower. We all know, Hightower. Yeah, do you know that he was supposed to be FBI?
I don't know if they...
I literally just saw that in the description. He's hired by the FBI to steal something. I was like...
Wait, he was FBI? Yeah, I don't remember them saying that.
I don't remember seeing badges.
Badges or organization, but I knew he was government something.
Yeah, I was like... So he's like...
He's some
like,
type of authority.
Yeah, I was like, I thought he was like some kind of weird cop or whatever. Yeah.
In like real world legality, like, hey, we're going to hire this dude.
This is the 80s, bro.
I'm saying real world legality.
Back then it was all fueled by coke.
Yes.
No one knows what was going on.
So was this movie. You can tell that John Carpenter was fucking fueled by something when he wrote
by paychecks. He's like, yeah, it's
paychecks
sure.
and coke.
This there's your
I wonder
here's
where
your
that
plot.
Fell into his filmography.
Who's
John Carpenter's?
86. I mean,
but like, what came before that? What came after that?
I'm gonna find it. Don't worry, I got it.
Yeah. Are you?
What was some of his earlier work? You had a.
He just wrote one? That, right?
Yeah.
God damn.
What was the vampire one that he did? With James Woods.
Vampires?
With James Woods.
Vampires?
Vampires, yeah.
You're losing Bob.
That must have been like late 80s.
Yep. Oh, yeah, go for
okay,
it, man.
Yeah, go for it.
Go out this door, hang
you don't
hang
have
a
to
left.
Whisper. Like,
you'll see it.
He's going to be fine.
Second door.
Look for the one that has a toilet in it.
Or a bed.
All right, so...
82nd the second door, by the way, is the bathroom, because the first one's a laundry room, so go fuck yourself.
I know. I said it right the first time.
No,
I
you were trying to get me to go
door.
To shit in my bathroom.
No. Yes.
So, all right, shut up. 78, screenplay Halloween, right? I'm just going to give you, like, the hits leading up to it. 1990, written by The Fog. 81, Escape from New York. Halloween 2.
Wait till he gets to 81.
86. 82, he's uncredited, he's writing Halloween 3.
Yeah.
And then 86, Black Moon Rising. And then 87,
well, first,
Prince of Darkness.
First off.
And then 88, They Live.
Are you talking about just writing?
Just writing.
Okay, yeah.
Because he didn't direct or he might have produced it, but he definitely didn't direct it. So that's just his writing. So before Escape from New York, The Fog, a couple Halloween movies. After They Live.
But the same year as Big Trouble in Little China.
Ooh.
Which he did write.
He directed, though.
He directed that.
And produced it, I believe. And composed. I'm sorry, composed it.
Yeah. So you could tell with the time jump from 82 to 86, and he did some directing in that range.
Yeah, Black Moon Rising was like, yeah.
And if you look at the cover art that most websites display, when you look it up, it looks like a futuristic sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah. I remember I showed you the picture. It has like that light beam thing coming down or whatever. Yeah. Looks very Two-Face-ish.
But it's the picture of the building,
even the way
the car
that the trailer portrayed it, it's like that car would have a much more important role in it.
Oh yeah, I mean it's literally featured on the poster. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
Like it is like terrible, terrible. I've seen some pretty horrendous shit, and that ranks up there with one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
I do love the hacking device that he had in this thing.
Oh, yeah, it's so fantastic.
So many fucking lights, and it's just, you'd stick it on, he would stick it on.
It had the little plungers on it, remember? Yeah.
The dial pad, and just, beep, beep, beep. Well, it didn't actually make any noise.
It didn't make any noise.
So credit to them that it didn't make any noise. Like, every 80s movie, I was expecting it to be like, beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
And like, click, and then you'd, like, I've accessed it, I've hacked it.
Obviously, we know where they got John Connor's hacking machine idea from.
Yeah.
They're like, we're just going to make this more like usable and real.
Yeah.
So we'll attach a future hotel key to it.
Right.
And a Game Gear, I think, was the other part of it, right?
For Black Moon Rising?
No, for
I don't remember what the what
not, was. What was the Game Gear? What was the other the Jaguar one? I think it was the Jaguar one he was using.
I think it was just called Jaguar.
What was the Jaguar portable called?
I'm trying to remember. Jaguar reported. Like, I know what you're talking about. I think it was almost just called the Jaguar.
Stop that.
Jaguar portable Jaguar.
I think they're gonna say car. Yep, I brought a bunch of car dealerships.
But yeah, like we were saying, it's not a good movie.
Jaguar portable sewing machine? Really? What?
I mean, a bunch of stuff.
Maybe I should type in Jaguar handheld, not...
I did console. I find the Jaguar. Right. I'm trying to see if it has another... But yeah, no, for seriously though, Black Moon Rising. Terrible movie.
What else are we talking about this week? Because we can move on past that.
I think we're going to be sticking our guns to the Black Moon Rising.
Black Moon Rising?
Because, you know, it was so well worth
not
it.
Not so rising?
I don't know. What else is to talk about, Mike? What do you got?
Wasn't the
Jack. What? What do you want to talk about?
Fortnite. What do you think he wants to fucking talk about? You want to talk about Bob? You want to talk about Roberto? Oh, Roberto, what's your favorite movie? We talked about this at Starbucks, but no, they weren't listening, so go ahead.
Axel.
Axel. That robot dog movie. What's your... Oh, I know this.
So what is it even? I don't even know what this is.
Explain the...
It's about the government making a robotic dog that is supposed to help, like in the army kind of thing. And so it's like communicates with humans. It has like this body thing. And like if you can, they make dirt bikes. So like it follows you everywhere you go.
Okay.
Wait, the dog turns into a dirt bike?
No.
Or the dog has dirt bikes?
The government has dirt bikes, but...
That follow the dog?
That makes the dog follow the dirt bike when you're riding it, but actually in a way, so he uses his own
so
dirt
it's
bike.
It's a story kind of like Terminator's, like the machines take over, and he befriends like one family, and then pretty soon he just takes over the world and kills everybody?
No.
That movie would have been cool.
It would have. I liked Terminator.
All right, we're watching some footage of it now.
This is the trailer.
The dirt bike.
Dirt bike kid on it.
Helmet. Lines. Very safe.
A robot dog.
That's after he was chasing him.
I mean, it's pretty actually, like, well done.
Have you seen Max Steel?
I've seen the whole TV show twice and the movie.
Dang, Cody. Dang. Better act right. Come with questions like Dang. That.
I was wondering. I mean, it's very similar. To
I mean, it does. It. Oddly, it looks pretty well done. But it does look awful.
I mean,
he did. What's your second favorite movie? Before you saw, because you just saw this recently, right?
Like a month ago.
So before that,
it's got jetpacks.
It has to be Ghost Rider.
The Nick Cage. The first one or the second one?
Nick Cage plays Ghost Rider.
First one.
Okay. With the old guy in the cemetery that helps him out?
Yeah.
I'm not super mad at you about that one.
No.
Pretty
no.
mad at you about the Axel thing, but
Becky G plays an Axel.
Becky G? Who's that? What else is she in?
I don't know.
Or you his just dreams.
Wink. Wink.
His first crush.
Oh, it's still going?
It's still going. It kind of reminds me of...
E.T.
That's the dirt bike.
No, not E.T.
Reminds me of E.T. because the government's chasing him.
E.T. Well, because, no, it would also be...
is that Thomas Jane?
I almost said Batteries Not Included. Not that much.
Punisher's in this?
Yeah,
his dad
is.
Or something?
It is
yeah,
Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane's in it.
Dang. Now Fuck we gotta off. Watch this.
Are we gonna have to watch this?
Yeah.
All right, money on what movie's worse, Black Moon Rising or Axel?
Black Moon Rising. Because at least this I can look at and I can be like, it kind of looks like a modern day, that movie that I'm thinking of, but I can't remember the name
Cocoon.
Of it. Nope, not Cocoon.
Cocoon!
You said
that is not included?
That is not included.
What's Cocoon?
E.T.
It's an old movie. I think it's E.T. It reminds me of
Without
E.T.
Without a paddle.
No, the other robot one from the late 80s, early 90s. Why am I...
Runaway.
Nope, sir.
Oh, you said 90s. That's 80s.
Late 80s, early 90s. Short Circuit. There we go.
Oh!
Short Circuit, Jesus Christ.
He wasn't a dog, though.
Wasn't a dog, but the same
That's
idea.
That's why, when he says Becky G, he's talking about the Power Ranger. She's played Trini in the new Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was the Yellow
why
Ranger.
Why didn't you say that when we asked you who that was?
Because fuck you, Mike.
I had to look up and I had to make sure he was talking about the right person. I was like, is she actually in this? And she's in it.
Good Because fuck you, Mike.
Yeah, fuck me, I guess.
Yeah.
Good job, Bob.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Way to turn my friends against me, you son of a bitch.
I mean...
Welcome. It's not very hard, dude.
Oh, dang.
I don't have real friends.
Six burns. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm pretty sure we're real friends because you do that.
Yeah.
Good solid points you make.
Fake friends would tell you the truth.
Fake friends would just be like, oh, you know, very nice to you all the time, Mike. You do no wrong, blah, blah, blah. You're so sweet.
Yeah.
You're so intelligent.
Hey, okay.
Don't
I get it.
Okay, get a little mean.
Christ.
Get a little mean. Jesus.
All right, so Axel's your favorite movie.
Yep.
Ghost Rider, Cluster Second.
Is your second favorite. What's the worst movie you've seen? Because I know you have three sisters and a mom at home that watch a bunch of shit that you hate. So what's the worst movie that you've seen? Recently. Just first thing that comes to your head.
I have to say How to Train Your Dragon 3. I didn't really like that movie.
Get the fuck out. You didn't like it? Was it like terrible, or is it just wasn't as good as the first two?
It just wasn't good as the first two.
Alright.
I haven't seen it yet, so no, I can't say.
I haven't seen any of them.
What?
Any of them?
You're a monster.
Yeah. They told me to get out of here.
Oh! Sick!
I've seen the first two.
Yeah,
and he sees garbage.
That's...
Okay.
I've seen
you
watch
Black Moon Rising, so...
I don't
trust your opinion on
anything. I've seen all three.
You wanted to watch it.
Fuck!
Right. By the way, Axel
wanted to rent it and actually pay money for it.
I was willing. I didn't know he could, you know.
I was willing to give you money.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too, because I was like, well, it's a waste of our time. Just so you guys know, IMDb gives Axel 5.2 out of 10.
That's not
the Rotten worst. Tomatoes gives it a 27.
Ooh, look up the
critics.
Metacritic is 29.
What's Black Moon Rising?
Ooh, there's gonna be a run review on there.
I mean, yeah, I'm not expecting a whole lot because it came out way before any of this, but there's going to be reviews for it.
Oh, is it?
So I'm curious to see. So it was.
Essentially, oh my god, it's higher.
It's higher?
IMDb gives it a 5.4 out of 10, so it's 2 points higher.
Yeah.
That's funny. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 30%, so also higher.
Oh, man. It's not looking good for you, Babo.
Nope.
I mean, I don't trust the internet 100%, but... You're starting off in a rough place here.
I never trust trailers, so.
We're just talking about the movie in general. Metacritic doesn't have a listing?
It's old. I wouldn't doubt that some review site doesn't have it.
Yeah, don't waste $3 watching this movie for show. Let's see if...
Look up Shakedown.
Shakedown, breakdown. Let's see. Is there a
Babo? Shakedown is an old movie starring the old guy that helped Ghost Rider out in the cemetery.
Yep.
You mean the cowboy Ghost Rider?
Yep.
Yep.
The original Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott.
Who rode the demon horse kind of thing?
Yep.
Really, true. The coolest visual of that movie though.
It really was.
When they're riding, he's on the bike, and he's on the horse.
So many cool things in that movie just to not be as good as it should have been is such a bummer.
Yeah.
We've oddly talked about that movie a lot, though.
Yes. You find it yet?
I was looking at trying to find a Metacritic for Black Moon Rising, but it didn't have one on there. Nope. Oh, well, it does help if you spell Shakedown, right?
You going to get the John Connor action figure?
I'm not going to Comic-Con, so
probably not. I know a couple people. It's a Comic-Con exclusive, yeah.
Oh,
I know a couple people are going.
Because it's made by NECA. I figured that would be...
Yeah, but it's NECA's... It's one of NECA's... Oh, wow. Favorable. Shakedown. 1988 crime thriller.
Yes, it was.
It's 1 hour and 52 minutes long. Yes, it's almost was. 2 hours, by the way, if you don't know the math. 5.9 on IMDb.
If it was only an hour and 47 minutes, it would be a great movie.
Well, I mean, granted.
Very true.
So it's 5.9 on IMDb. In Rotten Tomatoes, anyone want to guess?
48.
Well, okay, yeah.
So 48.
I'm going to go with 55%.
55. Throw a number out. 1 to 100.
20.
Ooh,
wow, he's shitting on your movie, by the way. You're all wrong.
His favorite movie is Axel, so.
You're all low.
Oh, shit!
One more round.
78. Fuck it. I'm going big.
85.
90.
Ooh, it's 63%.
Oh, okay. That was close.
That was pretty close.
It's true. Well, that's why you liked it. One of the doctors from Scrubs was in it.
I told you Dr. Cox was in it.
Oh, is that his name? I don't know.
I don't know his actual name.
John C. McKinley.
Yeah.
John C. McKinley.
Yeah. He was in Saving Private Ryan.
He was.
Yeah.
He was in that other war movie, too. Thin Red Line? No.
What other horror movie?
One of the old ones.
He was in Office Space.
Yeah, that's right.
He was one of the
supervisor guys.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, no,
he's one of the Bobs.
One of the Bobs.
Yeah.
He was one of the Bobs.
He was the not fat Bob.
Yeah. It's weird. Once I started watching Scrubs years ago, and you go back and you watch old movies, and he just pops up in so many old movies. And he's just like probably one of the most successful at having been a character actor, just kind of jumping in for decades now. He's just been in shit. Very odd.
Never realized it. And really, Scrubs was the first thing that he's done consistently.
Yeah, for like a good
long time. He was in Point Break.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seven. The Rock.
I don't remember him in Seven.
Marine Captor, in Seven, he was California.
He played California?
Yep.
The whole state?
The state. He was like, I'm a whole still guy.
That is a very good character actor to be able to play a state.
A state.
Even skills. Gary Oldman hasn't done that.
Not even your boy from Starbucks has done it.
I remember, but he's never played a state.
Nope, never played a state.
We're being smart asses, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can tell you're confused for a second. You're like, how did he...
How did he play a state? He just lays there.
I'm California. Put beard on one side of me and water on the other side.
He's like, I gotta get in the shape of California. If you're LA, you're on my junks.
LA is a big old dick town.
He played Metallo in the Superman Batman Public Enemies movie.
What's that?
It's an animated movie.
That one wasn't bad.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys remember the Stallone version of Get Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I saw that. That was a...
Never watch it.
What was the name of it?
Get Carter.
Was it Get Carter?
Yeah.
No, I don't...
But it was a remake.
Yeah, of Michael Caine's old movie. Michael Caine was in the remake.
Yeah.
And John C. McKinley was in it as, like, kind of a friend/business associate.
Dude, Con McCarty?
Yeah, he was right kind of a big dick bag, but he was like a shit talker, and he was pretty funny.
He was a
bad person, but he was real funny.
He was in Any Given Sunday, like my 15th favorite football movie.
The reporter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in The Animal.
Yeah, he was the main bad guy.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
He does not like that movie.
What's The Animal about?
It's about... Ooh,
it's a fun one to talk about. Rob Schneider.
And what was it? Like, he drank bad milk or something like that? Wasn't that the... No, that was a bit.
Movie?
It was a bit in a movie.
He gets injected with the DNA that mutates him into, like...
Taking on, like, different animal, like, things. So he starts eating, like, smaller animals, and he starts running on all fours, and, like, his sense of smell turns into, like, a dog. And he's a cop, so he's, like, all of a sudden, like, a good cop because he's got all these animal traits.
I might watch that.
Sure.
Yeah,
go for it.
Go watch Zookeeper.
He was also in.
He's in Shakedown. Just kidding.
Breakdown.
Takedown.
There was an old.
Oh, he was in Platoon. I forgot about that.
Platoon. That was the other.
That was the other war movie.
Yeah,
the other
war movie.
I haven't seen Platoon in a long time.
Thin Red Line was Michael J. Fox, huh?
Yes.
I always get them mixed up because I haven't seen them in ages.
Well, who else was in Thin Red Line? Because Michael J. Fox wasn't the headliner for it, was it?
No.
It was
Doc Brown. It's probably the
really?
The main guy.
Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd. It was a Back to Future. They tried to make it like a more crossover. Serious Back to Future sequel.
Yeah.
Wow.
We went back in time to
Doc
win the war.
Stuck in Vietnam.
Was it Vietnam?
Jim Caviezel was in it. Sean Penn. Nick Nolte was in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know who Sean Penn is?
No.
Yep.
Cool. Adrian Brody was in it.
Wow.
Oh, your favorite guy.
George Clooney.
Oh, your favorite.
John Cusack.
John Cusack.
Yeah, man.
Quick, John Cusack's finest work. Go.
Woody Harrelson's in it.
I don't think that's his best work. Joe, go.
I only know High Fidelity and
1408.
You guys are all wrong. It's clearly
Gross Point Blank.
Jake Bull.
Oh, I forgot about the Gross Point Blank. What'd you say?
Jake Bull.
Wow.
Jack Bull.
Jack Bull.
You can't even get the name right to make a joke.
Jake Bull was the indie.
Was the original. It was the original, and then they remade it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know
it. Jake Bull didn't test well with audiences, so they remade it as Jack Bull. Check down takes.
Yikes, I say. I hate everything about Mike right now.
Yep. Usually what I'm going for in these things.
Alienate him as much as possible.
Yep.
Eventually he's not going to talk to me anymore. Joke's on you. I'm going to keep doing it.
Right?
Let's see. I don't know if there's much else to talk about.
Baba, who's your favorite actor?
I don't know that much actors.
Who's one, like, if you see somebody, like, in a trailer, you're like, oh, that guy's in it? I'll see that.
Grant Gustin?
Flash.
Oh.
It's a big Flash fan. But, oddly enough, he told me yesterday, what took over as your favorite TV show over Flash?
Supergirl.
Fantastic show.
Super into Supergirl now.
Yeah, I bet he is.
How it's because he's getting to that age where he's like, I don't know why I have, like, these feelings that I didn't
have. What's wrong with my bicycle?
I'm going to go ride a bicycle.
I really hope someone's going to finally understand what that means by the end of this episode.
They probably will, because of that comment. How far in to Supergirl are you? How deep into Supergirl are you?
How many episodes of Supergirl have you watched?
I'm on season 3, episode 16.
Dang, you're almost done.
Yeah,
that's 4 seasons.
It's not bad, man.
I only been watching it for like 5 days.
Yeah, that's what happens. This kid doesn't go to school. He just binges CW shows and plays Fortnite nonstop.
Hey, I also play Warframe.
Oh, oh shit, that's more productive than me.
Yeah, you work. McRib over here.
McRib, that's true. It only happens once a year.
Shaped like a rib.
It's shaped like
weird
a rib.
Because I'm eating the part that should be the bone, but it's not a bone. It's just
which is pork. Super convenient, right?
It is.
Really, I think all ribs should be like that.
Right? Rib shapes.
Yeah. Already all fall off the bone? Fell off the bone?
It doesn't have to be tender because they don't have to fly off a bone because the bone's not there.
Yeah.
So they're like, we don't have to make it tender.
Still want
it. Just ground it up and shape it, man. That's how you should do it with all your food.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you don't slather it in barbecue,
chicken,
it's great.
It looks like chicken.
So, you know.
Yeah. Barbecue.
Barbecue chicken.
I also wanted to say earlier, rumors are we're supposed to get a Last Blood trailer tomorrow. Rambo 5.
What's that?
Last Blood.
Rambo 5?
Rambo 5.
Rambo.
Oh, okay.
It's in John Rambo.
So part of the teaser leaked. Early.
Oh, really?
The Friday, I believe it was, and it was pulled almost instantly. I can't find it anywhere anymore.
Mm, goddamn you, internet people.
Yeah.
Send it directly to me next time.
Usually the internet doesn't forget.
Just look up the hashtag pussycracker tweet. Send it to that guy.
What the heck?
Look, if you find it, go to the guy who originally tweeted it, because I do have it on a couple of mine, because I've commented back to him. But yeah, so rumors are it's supposed to be tomorrow.
Rumors are.
His favorite song.
Rumor has it.
Why rumors?
I'm cautiously optimistic about that. I mean, I want to see it, but like people forget. I think that last Rambo was a good action flick. Yeah. Like it was just super straightforward, super basic, but the action was real good. And it's already Rambo. You already have like the built-in, so you don't really need to go deep story dive with him because you kind of know his past already. I'm super pumped. I was having this conversation. I don't know if we might have done it on this podcast years ago, but a friend of mine reminded me about it because I had the conversation with him. Is how many actors have multiple franchises of 3 or more, and it's not very deep. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, Stallone has the Rocky movies, the Rambo movies, and the Expendables.
That's true.
And you start going down the list and really thinking about it, it's like not a lot of people. And it's a, I think it's a good sign of one, like what most people will say, Sylvester Stallone, the first thing that comes to their mind is Rocky.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure nobody thinks of Expendables first, but some people will think of Rambo.
Yeah.
So if you go down like the big actors who's had them before, like if you say Robert Downey Jr. now, you instantly go to Iron Man. Yeah. Like you're not thinking anything else. If you say Harrison Ford, you either think Star Wars think Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. There's not a third one in there.
Yeah, because Hollywood Homicide didn't give those second movies it needed.
Yeah. Sorry, Joss Hartnett.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
We tried. Rip. Now, Bruce Willis gets a third... what was that movie? The Frank Miller one?
I don't know.
Sin City?
Sin City. Because he was in the first two, right?
They only made two.
Yeah, it's not much of a franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying, though, like it's kind of crazy. You would think more people... Because it's all sequels, you know, like everything sequels. Now Keanu Reeves will have three when they do the next Bill and Ted.
True. Yeah.
And so, like, you look at your list and you look at, like, and Keanu, no one really thinks of, like, Keanu Reeves is like a great actor. You know, he never comes up in the conversation, even though I feel like he's a little underrated. I also think Stallone's underrated, but, like, these actors don't usually get considered and get the publicity as, like, great. Are the ones with the multiple franchises that gone along with. Yeah. Because, like, Keanu's got John Wick, Bill and Ted soon, and The Matrix.
And those are very iconic.
Yeah. Really important to...
Glasses just...
Yeah, they just broke.
It just broke loose of the carpet.
Oh, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because I put the boxes on top of him, and then I moved them because they kept falling over.
Anyway. I just
because I locked myself out of the
that room would be a future last time. Homework assignment
because I had them behind the door and they fell and they got stuck there and I couldn't really open the door.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Future homework. Shut up, Bob. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Now I'm trying to think of what other actors have like multiple iconic franchises.
Tom Cruise.
He doesn't have franchises, though. Mission Impossible. Oh, Jack Ryan, but they only made two.
Yeah, well, that's it. I would say that in order to be a successful franchise, it has to be three or more.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So, you know, Jack Ryan. Because, like, if you do just sequels, there's...
Oh, tons, yeah.
Tons of sequels. But a franchise itself is something that they can make movies and movies and movies, like Die Hard and, you know, Indiana Jones.
Die Hard. Indiana Jones. First three movies. That's all you needed.
Yeah.
That's all you needed, but they kept making more.
Would you imagine if they would have just stopped, how great it would have been?
Yep. Well,
hopefully, Indiana Jones, the next one will be really good. Because if I recall right, Ford wasn't impressed with the last one either.
Yeah.
And the only reason why he did Force Awakens? Was it?
Force Awakens, yeah.
Another Indiana Jones movie. So they
can kill him off. Well, so he has to do it ever again. So people stop asking him.
Surprisingly, he didn't like the character of Han Solo.
He's such a grumpy old man, though, but like in a fun way.
Yeah,
like it seems like he doesn't take anything too seriously, but he also hates everything.
Yeah,
so it's like, all right,
which is weird because you're sitting there going, like, how are you an actor? How are you doing this, and yet you kind of hate some of the roles that you do.
The thing that sticks out when we talk about like him just being like have a shitty attitude towards the things, especially the things he did, is I remember years ago when he did K-19, that submarine movie.
Yeah,
he went on Conan O'Brien. And the whole segment, like, when they're interviewing, the whole panel interview, he was just shitting on how stupid the name was. He's like, it's really the worst name for a movie. He's like, who calls their movie The Widowmaker?
Yeah.
And that's just sums up perfectly Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
like, everyone loves Han Solo. He's like,
yeah.
I don't really care. I kind of wish they
would. Indiana Jones was cool, but...
Yeah.
Even when he was talking about... before the newest Indiana Jones got made, this was also on Conan. Conan said, oh, it must be nice coming back to an old franchise that you haven't been a part of. And Harrison Ford, like, nonchalantly is like, oh, it's more than nice. And he sets down his drink, and there's this awkward pause. And Conan just looks at him and rubs his fingers like money. And he's like, yeah, that's pretty much the only reason. I was like, Jesus Christ, Harrison Ford. You're just shitting all over your stuff, man.
He doesn't give a shit. I love it sometimes.
Awkward silence.
What?
I said awkward silence.
Awkward silence.
Only because you said something.
Yeah, weird, right?
All right, anything else we need to cover real quick?
No.
I'm not talking to you.
Nope.
Okay. We got the new Swamp Thing trailer that I see a picture for, but haven't watched it yet. Cody did watch it. That's all I know.
I did watch it.
We also, I don't think we talked about it on air, but we got the new Terminator trailer, which looks cool and also does a great job of not really giving you much to work with. Mm-hmm. So we can't really guess much about what's going on, but the next trailer should give us some more clarity. So soon when that comes out, we'll for sure kind of deep dive on that. Because I decided I'm going to watch everything Terminator.
Again?
Everything Terminator?
Everything Terminator.
Like the show too?
Yeah.
Like again?
Well, yeah, I've seen it all.
I'm sure you do it like once a year.
No, I watched the first two. More than once a year, probably.
Yeah.
But I'm doing every... I want to go back. I want to find all canon Terminator stuff and find out... I just want to be well-versed in it. Yeah, where it falls, what they're getting rid of in this next one. And I remember we watched Genesis in theaters. I haven't seen it since then. So, and I know they kind of explained some of the time travel stuff in that one. I can't remember if they did it poorly or not. I'm guessing it was poorly since I can't really remember.
No, if I recall right, the beginning wasn't done poorly. It was when they actually they go back in time that the stuff starts falling apart.
Yeah, but I want to. Yeah,
and
I'm
then
gonna.
Of course, Matt Smith is involved, and so Cody just was like Matt Smith out. And checked out.
And I'm gonna go back and watch Salvation again too, and figure out why that sucked. It should have been better. There's cool stuff about it, but should have been better. Especially when you say Christian Bale and what's
her name?
That's
part of the reason why it sucked. Not because of Christian Bale itself, but because of
Christian
the fact
Bell.
That he was supposed to be one of the big names in it, but he was hardly in the movie, if I recall.
And he was the secondary badass. Like, you're expecting finally to see, after all these movies, all these
John
three
Connor
movies.
Fighting.
Or two movies of John Connor and this mythology built up of he was the one to lead the humans against the machines and win. And you're expecting to finally see that badass warlord. And then you find out, like, oh, there's this fucking Terminator with, like, a human heart or something like that, right?
He's got human bits in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much
and, but
so
he was
like
the one
Terminator that we're going to get in this newest movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
I'm deep diving. I gotta find the show too. I'm gonna watch
I think that's on Prime, right?
Probably is.
It might be on Prime. It's on. I know it's on a streaming service somewhere.
Well, it was sci-fi, so it might be.
Did we get confirmed?
Wasn't it sci-fi?
That was Fox.
Was it Fox?
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Because it was a big budgeted show.
Maybe it was.
And I was shocked that it got
a
second season.
I never watched it, so I don't care.
I watched the first episode.
It had Cersei Lannister in it.
Who's the girl who was famous for something else, too? Like another sci-fi geek thing?
Firefly.
Yeah.
Yeah. She played the Terminator in it. Yeah. That was, what's her name?
Lady Terminator.
Lady Terminator.
Summer Glau.
Summer Glau. There we go.
Anyway.
Yeah, bitch.
Expect you a full report on that soon.
Not going to.
This seems odd. You can buy it for $2.99?
That seems odd.
That's got to be sure per episode. It. I use the app, the TV app, and it just pulls up. Just doesn't say it's available anywhere else.
Bob, you want to say anything to all of our listeners before we go?
Season one you can get for $7.99.
Podcast debut?
$14.99 for season two.
All right. Bob doesn't want to say anything else.
Right. Well, good.
Well, I guess that's it.
Well, fuck that guy, then.
Should we call this episode What About Bob?
Oh, that was a great movie.
Huh? That's pretty good.
Way better than the actual
Bob
person.
Yeah.
What?
What?
You heard me. You should show him that movie.
I said what I said.
What movie?
What about Bob?
I'm sure you've seen it. Your dad loves that movie. I bet you've seen it.
Has Bill Murray?
Richard Dreyfuss? All those names ringing a bell?
He's like...
Kid from Hook?
Kid from Hook? He's like, Mr. Holland's Opus?
That was a random pull.
Anyhow, comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
Bob.
I am Cody. And that's it, folks.
Wait. Bob, you have to say, you fuckers just came naturally.
You fuckers just came naturally.
Oh, well worth it.